I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Nearly 300,000 children in the U.S. experience traumatic injuries that require hospitalization each year. To talk about addressing the emotional and behavioral needs of children and their caregivers after a child has been hospitalized for traumatic injury is Dr. Lee Ridings. She's a clinical psychologist and postdoctoral fellow at MUSC. Dr. Ridings, first of all, tell us a bit more about pediatric traumatic injuries.
These are the kids who have maybe experienced things like motor vehicle crashes, animal bites, being struck by a car or other object, who are hospitalized for these types of traumatic injuries. We're not talking about the 9 million kids who receive emergency care. These are the 300,000 kids who are hospitalized every year.
And what are some of the typical emotional or behavioral issues that sometimes crop up for a child after they have been hospitalized for a traumatic injury?
What we know is about 20% of kids who experience a serious traumatic injury go on to develop difficulties with PTSD and depression. And actually about 20 to 40% of their caregivers also experience clinically significant post-traumatic stress disorder as a function of their children's injuries afterward.
And is it typical all across the U.S. when a child leaves the hospital after a pediatric injury that there is some plan in place to help both kids and the caregivers with the emotional fallout from this experience?
So very few trauma centers are actually addressing the emotional and behavioral health recovery of kids and their caregivers after a pediatric traumatic injury. Fewer than about 10% of trauma centers nationwide are providing basic routine screening even after a kid has been hospitalized for this. As you can imagine, even fewer of these offer services to caregivers themselves who, as we know, are highly distressed and their recovery impacts their child's recovery as well.
Dr. Ridings, I know that you work with children and families or caregivers as part of the Telehealth Resilience and Recovery Program. What are some of the emotional issues that caregivers might need help with after their child has experienced a pediatric traumatic injury?
The first step would be providing some education in the hospital. So we meet with caregivers and their kids after their kid has had some kind of a traumatic injury. Then we allow them to track their symptoms for about 30 days or so, just see how things are going. And after about 30 days, we follow up with them and provide more of a thorough assessment at that time. And then those who have clinically elevated symptoms, maybe post-traumatic stress, depression, behavioral difficulties, we offer them treatment. And that's provided through our team, either in person or through telehealth.
And is part of the educational component of this program trying to help caregivers understand how long or what the recovery might look like emotionally?
Absolutely. And of course, that's different for everybody, but it is definitely part of the process to involve caregivers, give them some education about what to expect after a traumatic injury, not only their child's symptoms, but also their symptoms as well, because their emotional recovery will greatly impact their child's.
Dr. Ridings, thanks for providing this information about helping children and caregivers recover after pediatric traumatic injury.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.